Statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live from TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. DeVette. You're in the studio with Susan Spence and our team from QHI Wellness here in Tyler, Texas. For those of you that don't know much about us, we practice integrative medicine here in Northeast Texas, combining the very best of natural medicine with the essentials of conventional medicine for a healthier you. So, if you are in a position where you're dealing with symptoms and having conventional medicine just treating symptoms, that is what we do. We help people to understand what is going on, help them to go deeper so that they can discover the sources of the illnesses. The topic of today's show is, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? So if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is the show for you, because we're going to discuss this epidemic of chronic fatigue that we see in our society, you know, that's getting worse by the day. And sometimes it just happens without any other explanation. Sometimes it's part of another condition, and it is explained by either the condition or the circumstances. And nevertheless, it is still a symptom that can be treated, you know, at the source, and you know, with much, much better effect than if you're trying to treat it, you know, at the symptom level. Unfortunately, chronic fatigue doesn't respond very well to kind of hardly any drug.
You know, no, it doesn't. I have several people in my family, and they eventually just give up and get on antidepressants, anti-anxiety, sleep medicine, pain medicine, and, you know, just, and really, it seems like their doctor's just kind of thrown in the towel too.
Yeah, if you go to conventional medicine, if you go to a conventional physician with chronic fatigue, you know, most of the time you'll get a basic workup. You'll get a blood count to see if you have something obvious like a low hemoglobin or hematocrit or low red blood cell count. In other words, if you don't have enough cells to carry oxygen, and they'll sometimes do a thyroid test. See if you have an obvious low thyroid, you know. So, and if you're obviously low thyroid, then you know that you'll probably respond to their treatment there, you know, to some degree. But unfortunately, even if it is thyroid, often not a proper response or a full response. And then if you're lucky, they'll go in and, you know, look for, you know, something like autoimmune diseases, you know, like, you know, do what's called the anti-nuclear antibody, and, you know, maybe sometimes some other markers. For autoimmune disease, they sometimes will look for, you know, signs of inflammation you know, in the body. So, but by and large, I don't think there's very much else that we do in conventional medicine. I'm trying to think back, because I'm an MD, by the way, combining conventional with natural. I'm also board certified in holistic medicine as well as family medicine. So we combine both modalities in our practice in Tyler. But Susan, can you think of any other routine testing that physicians do for chronic fatigue?
Yes, they'll often do a B12, but you can measure normal levels of serum B12, but if you can't methylate it, you can't use it. And so I've never seen anybody except integrative medicine doctors suggest the methylmalonate test, which is a functional indicator of where you can actually use B12 or whether you're just stacking it up, unable to methylate it.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's another one. You're right. So sometimes I'll do the B12. And in certain disease processes like celiac disease, there's almost a universal B12 deficiency. So there's a lot of celiac disease in our society, more than we even realize, most people even realize, because it does often comes with not very many symptoms.
Often older people have B12 deficiency from lack of stomach acid, intrinsic factor, poor absorption.
That's right. Anyway, so in older people, the stomach is often deficient in the production of acid and the production of a factor called intrinsic factor, which is critical for carrying that B12 molecule across the cell membrane, the mucous membrane, into the bloodstream. And so if you don't make enough of that, as is almost routine in older people, then you're also going to be relatively deficient. And as Susan said, oftentimes you do a blood test and they'll say, well, you're within normal range. But that means absolutely squat, because the reality is that the blood tests are based on the general population, and a lot of the general population are not optimal in their levels of anything, whether it's a blood count or whether it's a B12 level. Now, another thing that physicians will often do if somebody comes in with chronic fatigue is a chemistry panel. So they look at the liver and the kidneys, and they look at the electrolytes and see if there's anything, that's way out of whack there. But the problem, again, is, Susan, that they're looking at normal values. And, again, unfortunately, normal is not where you want to be if you want to be, healthy and energetic.
Potassium is a perfect example of that. By the time you're deficient, even low on a routine blood test of potassium, the internal stores of potassium are just depleted inside the cell. And physicians really do not, and magnesium the same way. And that can cause severe heart arrhythmias, fatigue, symptoms that are very, very hard to identify.
Now, on the show today, we're going to be chatting to you out there about what we do in integrative medicine to diagnose what is going on that's causing fatigue and how to treat it. So, again, not all integrative medicine is the same either. A lot of physicians and naturopaths and natural medicine specialists that, are focused on vitamins, minerals, the biochemical stuff, herbals and so forth, and with some good results. Sometimes they get temporarily semi-decent results, but if you really want to heal something at the source, you have to discover what that is. So on today's show, we're also going to be talking about the emotional, mental, social, spiritual aspects too of this condition, this malady, this affliction that so many people are dealing with. Now, Susan, the numbers on chronic fatigue is pretty is astronomical. If you do a survey on people in this country and ask about energy, you find that probably a good 70% or 80% of people, adults especially, are complaining of some level of fatigue. So some will describe it just as a intermittent fatigue. It's like, well, I get tired when I shouldn't, but I still have relatively decent energy some of the time. So that's the first step in developing chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. Now, other people will say they are tired most of the time. In other words, and it's pretty predictable patterns. So if you have a predictable pattern of chronic fatigue, that's, we're going to be looking for somewhat different things than just the occasional intermittent fatigue or chronic fatigue that occurs on an irregular pattern. And then there are those people that are fatigued all the time, nonstop. When they wake up, they're tired. When they go to bed, they're tired. And every minute in between, they are exhausted. Those are called chronic fatigue syndrome. And the syndrome is classified as those where the fatigue itself is impeding their daily function. In other words, if you're so tired that you can't do your normal things, you can't make dinner at night because you're so tired. If you can't function, you know, on a social level at night, you know, and be able to sit down and chat with your kids without falling asleep on the couch or in the easy chair, then you've probably got chronic fatigue syndrome. And if you, and there's some additional symptoms that we sometimes see with, for instance, with chronic fatigue syndrome, usually increased enlarged lymph nodes, or oftentimes some enlarged lymph nodes. Oftentimes you're going to have a little bit of a scratchy throat or sore throat, and not unusual or uncommon to see low-grade fevers.
Is there an infection component sometimes with that?
Absolutely. If it's chronic fatigue syndrome, you know for sure that there's two things. There's two things that have to happen for you to be wiped out chronically fatigued, pretty much universally. And that is, you have to have an infection going on. It's usually a viral, bacterial, fungal, or parasitic. So, but viral infections, very common with chronic fatigue. So, you know, we think about Epstein-Barr virus. We think about cytomegalovirus, herpes 1, herpes 2, herpes 6, just to mention a few. And then there's the mycoplasmas and chlamydias, and there's Lyme's disease. We're going to talk after the break about Lyme's disease, which is a huge problem in our society, getting bigger. But when you're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, you cannot talk about that without talking about Lyme's or some of the Lyme's-like infections that masquerade as Lyme's. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about that when we come back from the break. But the other factor that you have to have for chronic fatigue to happen is adrenal weakness. So your adrenal glands have to typically be down as well. Very few people complain of chronic fatigue when they have healthy adrenals.
I agree. Been there, done that.
Occasionally you'll have somebody that has a thyroid that's kind of down. But thyroid is not the most important gland when it comes to energy. It is important, though, so we are going to talk a lot about thyroid as well on the show today. And we're going to get into the nutrients, folks. We're going to talk about, you know, the infections. We're going to talk about the stress patterns that lead to chronic fatigue. And so we want to help you to understand that if you want to heal from chronic fatigue, you have to understand why it's programmed for in the first place. You know, what is it that's happening in your life? What is it that you're going through that is programming you for an adrenal downturn or for infectious disease? You know, so, you know, we will be right back after the break. If you have a comment or a question about the subject today, give us a call here in the studio at 866-404-6519. If you're listening live, 866-404-6519. We'd love to chat to you. Most people download our show on podcast, but we will be right back after this break.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... This is Dr. Peter DeVet Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com. What's ideal for you? Really, what's ideal for you? Being who you are, doing what you love, and getting out and about with friends. What's ideal for you? With your host, Janice Christopher, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. And it all starts with Janice doing just that. Then being open, curious, authentic, and living her life on a quest to discover everything that could possibly make life ideal. Check out the website, whatsidealforyou.com. Studies have shown that 80% of Americans, and probably everyone else too, dislike their work. 80%. The mission then is to turn that passion statistic around, to show how it is possible to live your passions and make a living, or live your passions so that you'll be able to mush through your job until you can change it and watch life's magic begin to happen. It's What's Ideal for You with your host, Janice Christopher, Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Hi, my name's John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVet at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVet put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeVette's clinic a call at 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And we're back. We are talking about today about are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you have fatigue out there? Are you tired of being tired? Then this is the show for you. We're talking about ins and outs of chronic fatigue, why it happens, how conventional medicine typically approaches it, and how it should be approached if you want to cure it. Chronic fatigue is not something that responds well to conventional medicine, because conventional medicine typically has no answers except when it's very obvious. Like, again, if you have a iron deficiency a problem, or if you have, you know, so if you have a low cell count, you know, red blood cell count, and you're not carrying as much oxygen as you should, you know, through the bloodstream, that can certainly make you tired. If you have a thyroid that's not working properly, if you have an adrenal gland that's obviously whacked out, not working properly, sometimes conventional medicine will do a workup on that. We said B12, sometimes, we also look at chemistries, you know, to see what is going on. But one question that we asked right before we came back on is, what's the first sign of iron deficiency? You don't want to wait until you have low red blood cells, folks, but there's actually an indicator that allows you to see when that might be occurring. And Susan, what would you say would be the risk at-risk group for iron deficiency? There's a certain group that's much more likely to get it.
Children who grow very fast, pregnant women, people who don't consume enough meat and vitamin C at the same time, and
menstruating women.
Yeah. I forgot about that one. It's been so long.
It's been a while. Yeah, that's probably the most common one, is women with heavy periods that are not replenishing the iron properly or sufficiently, or are not able to absorb the iron properly because they're not getting it in the right form. Yeah, so, by the way, a critical nutrient that is vital for absorbing iron. You know that one?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C, that's right. So you cannot absorb iron from the body into the body if you don't have a good amount of vitamin C around to get that accomplished. At least you have to take very high doses, and most people get very constipated when they take iron by mouth. Even so, it is best, by the way, to get your iron in natural form. You know, so deeper greens, or deep green, leafy greens are rather, And some of the super green foods have iron in them, and then also meats. And so if you that's one reason why red meat is a good idea, because it has lots of iron in it. And if you are menstruating heavily, you want to be a meat eater. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Yes, what were you going to say?
I saw a man yesterday ask me a question about his daughter. He had a daughter that was almost 4. She never ate any kind of meat. She would just eat, she liked vegetables. She's had very, very frequent problems with impetigo and frequent infections that they just can't get rid of repeatedly. And I think I remember this right, and I said, well, she's probably deficient in iron and zinc. Both is a reason why you can't, keep her cleared up from the infections, the chronic infections.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct in children?
I think you're
fast
right.
Growing children?
I think you're right. If you have a kid that has iron deficiency, that, as you said, growing so fast, not getting enough of the foods with the iron that's bioavailable. And by the way, it's not eating so much iron as it is, again, the form of it. Leafy greens have much less iron than red meat, for example, but it's a bio available form that's very well absorbed. So
yeah, the vitamin C is already there.
Exactly, exactly. And actually, meat, if you eat fresh meat that's not too well cooked, if you eat your meat rare or medium rare, then you actually get some vitamin C in with your meat as well. You know, so it is in a form in meat that is easily absorbed. So
I used to wonder how Eskimos got their vitamin C, and it's because they eat their meat raw, plus they eat the adrenal glands of fish that they eat.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. So of course, humans do not make vitamin C, so we are absolutely dependent on getting vitamin C from outside sources. Vitamin C is also critical as an antioxidant, and there's a whole chain of antioxidants that we also want to mention, because one of the other things we see with chronic fatigue is very often severe oxidation stress, and that's analogous to, you know, to the idea of rust. You know, so our bodies rust, if you think about that. It literally, tissues turn yellow and brown sometimes because of the, you know, sugars acting on and oxygen acting on those tissues. And so it is absolutely critical for us to have enough antioxidants in the tissues that are working well enough. You know, so one of the things that I have noticed, too, in the literature of late is that you can take all the antioxidants in the world, but if you're not absorbing them properly and if you have low cell energy, your body often cannot utilize those antioxidants. So we also want to make sure that the cells are energized enough to make that energy. And we can talk a little bit about what some of the solutions are. You know, some of them are pretty novel. And most of you have probably not heard of some of these solutions, but we're going to discuss them nevertheless. And they are available, and they are phenomenal, and they are great to use, to help increase energy. And one of those is going to be a system of replenishing intracellular messenger molecules that allows cells to work better. So whatever is in the around the cell can use better, and is much better able to clear toxins, and it's much better able duplicate itself. Because a cell that is very toxic, you want that cell to be replaced by a healthy cell.
Did you see the exciting research that came out yesterday on that particular product?
I saw an email, but I didn't get to open it.
I listened to it. Tell me
about it. The product is called ASEA, by the way. ASEA. And what was that?
It was already known that ASEA increased oxygen consumption in athletes, but there's been a whole new series of studies, and everybody's super, super excited about it because ASEA, whether you exercise or not, releases fatty acids to be burned as energy, and it's coming predominantly from abdominal fat. So ASEA makes you lose weight whether you're exercising or not, because helps retain glucose stores in the muscles so that you don't get as fatigued and hurt as bad, puts more fatty acids, which if you're doing, anything strenuous, your body, your heart, your brain likes fatty acids for energy.
That's incredible. This is a product, by the way, that's absolutely revolutionized my life. It's changed my life, from top to bottom. I mean, I started about 6 months ago to use this stuff. And at the time, I was trying desperately to lose some more weight. So that makes, that's another penny that just dropped for me. And I was doing beta-HCG. One of the programs we do for weight loss, which is, by the way, another factor in fatigue that we see all the time, very, very underreported, underevaluated. And it's a basic concept, isn't it? If you're carrying around 10, 20, 30, 40, or 100, or 200, or 300 more pounds than you should be, that's tiring, isn't it?
Tiring on your knees, your spine.
Tiring on everything. But anyhow, I was doing this program, beta-HCG for the second round. I had lost 40 pounds the first round and in 42 days. So I was blown away. I was so excited. And by the way, for those of you listening, you can find the beta-HCG weight loss package on our website at shopqhi.com. So if you're sick and tired, not just of being sick and tired, but of carrying extra pounds around, then go look that up. There's also the weight loss package without HCG if you don't want to do HCG and don't want to be that strict. But I did a second round, and the second round was very tough for me. Mentally, it's It's easy to do one round of beta HCG. It's tougher to do the second round, and it's very, very tough to do any more than that. So,
were you taking a SIA?
No, I was 7 days in, not taking a SIA, trying desperately to stay on my 500 calories a day, and getting tired. And I was so pissed. Is that good English?
Yeah, I guess it is. I've already said it.
I can use that word on the radio. But I was really peeved. That's better, isn't it? That I couldn't work out anymore. You know, I just started working out, and I was doing about 2-3 workouts a week. And as soon as I started the beta HCG again, I had to stop dead in my tracks. And so, at the end of 7 days, I walked into a friend of mine at church, and she said, "Have you heard about this?" This product, this ASEA thing, A-S-E-A. I said, yep, I've heard of it. And I had seen it at a colleague of mine in Dallas, a naturopath, at his office. And I thought, wow, I asked him about it at the time. And they didn't, they didn't think it was that great. It turns out it was because they weren't using it right, not recommending it right. But she told me to try this. She said, what you're doing, I said, well, I'm trying to lose weight. And I'm tired. She said, how are you sleeping? Terribly, and so forth. So she gave me a bottle. She said, take this bottle. At the end of it, you can pay me back, whenever I see you next Sunday. And that's exactly what I did. And it changed my life. 2 ounces the first night. The next morning, I woke up at 6 o'clock. I normally am not a morning person. Usually drag myself out of bed at about just in time to be able to get the shower, get my smoothie, my breakfast, and to get here. And that particular day, I just, the next morning, jumped out of bed at 6 o'clock. I couldn't believe it. Felt fantastic. Absolutely massively changed my energy. So then I went back in and took that dose the next morning, next evening. And by the next day, 2 days later, I said to myself, I feel like working out again. I feel like I have enough energy to go back out, even though I'm a beta HCG and I'm restricting my calories severely. And that's exactly what I did. Went out, worked out, and took an extra 2 ounces afterwards, and absolutely amazing. So we're going to talk more about all these solutions, folks, to your chronic fatigue. So stay tuned. If you want to give us a call, you're at QHI Wellness. The number is 877-484-9735, 877-484-9735. You can also go to shopqhi.com, shopqhi.com, and we will give you more information on the SIA when we come back as well.
This is Dr. Peter DeBett Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on toginet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway, presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flammaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flammaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Flammaway today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And we're back. We're talking about chronic fatigue. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And if you are, boy, do we have some excitement for you, some opportunities to make a difference in this area. And part of the difference is just getting smart. Don't take, I don't know for an answer when it comes to conventional medicine. Once your physician has done the basic workup to see if you have something obvious, then get yourself educated on what it might be. And if you can, find yourself an integrative medicine specialist or somebody in natural medicine that can actually look under the surface. And by the way, we are available here through QHI Wellness. For those of you that are not able to get here, we are working on an incredible program, and this is something that we are planning to institute imminently. And that is to be able to interact with you where you are, no matter where on the planet you are. So if you're in Australia and New Zealand, if you're in Antarctica, or no matter where you are, if you have an internet, if you have a computer, and you can connect a little device into a port on your computer, we have a technology that allows us to interact with your system where you are and be able to tell to gather data points to understand what might be happening for you and to give you some advice that is more than just, kind of generic device based on our, generic information or advice based on our best experience.
So, how does that work?
That's the Zydo bioenergetic technology that allows us here at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas, to be able to interact with you in Timbuktu, wherever else you might be, and we can literally do virtual appointments with people to understand what might be going on with them. So that's very, very exciting. This is for educational purposes only, so this is not medical visits. These are not medical consults. This is for educational purposes only, but we can collect some data points, give you some ideas on what you might be able to consider that might be able to help you, and then we go from there. So,
well, very, I can tell you when you did it on me, it correlated with the traditional medical blood work I had already had. Perfectly.
Well, and that's what we can't, we can say that it has an excellent correlation, but we never say that we diagnose, but we do collect data, and then with that data, we can have you correlate that with your physician at your medical facility, just like Susan did here, and you can have your physician confirm or deny what the data points are that we have collected. So if you're interested in more information on doing a virtual visit with us, you just give us a call at 877-484-9735. 877-484-9735. For those of you that just want to get educated, though, without doing a virtual visit, we still do a visit, educational visit with you, no matter where you are on the planet, by phone or by Skype. So we can also communicate with you on solutions that that you may want to find out about, based on our experience, that might also be helpful to you.
I think it would be helpful if you give a little explanation of what is bioenergetic testing.
Oh, that's a very good idea, Susan. Thank you. Bioenergetic testing is done electronically. So what we now know is that every substance in God's universe, every organism, every entity, every emotion in God's universe has a frequency imprint associated with it. So you literally can identify what is in the body, what is going on in the body through data collection means other than just, actual blood work. And it's interesting because this is actually what they do on Certain conventional test forms of testing too.
Mm-hmm. Like mass spectrometry.
If they look at the signature of certain chemicals, and then they see, how strong the signature is, and they can actually tell about how much there is in the body. So we can do that. The same thing with bioenergetic testing. The form that we use is called ZYTO, Z-Y-T-O. So you can read up about that. It's based on a technology that was used by a German physician, Dr. Vohl, V-O-H-L, I think, V-O-H-L, or V-H-O-L.
I always get confused. Maybe it's V-O-L-L. Can't remember.
Vohl, yeah, V-O-L-L. Anyhow, so Dr. Vohl discovered that you could interact with the body through acupuncture points, certain acupuncture points on the body, and he devised a electronic system that would read the points, would actually give you a reading on the resistance, the electrical resistance of that point, or the impedance, or whatever you call that, electricity, the science of electricity. They actually use that term in the electronic industry too, in the electricity industry. But what they found is that they could literally read a point, and then what was even more surprising is when they put certain things on, for instance, one guy, this is exactly how this discovery was made, had a bad prostate, a horrible prostate. And so they did the point for a prostate, found that it was very weak. And then he just happened to come to his next visit and had a supplement that had been recommended for him in his pocket. And nobody knew he had it in his pocket because it was just one tablet, that he was going to take his next dose. And all of a sudden, his point tested fine, So electronically, the reading on that, acupuncture point was normal. And the doctor, Dr. Vohl, couldn't understand what was happening. He said, you're sounding normal. Is your prostate better? No, not yet. So what's going on? But I have, a tablet in my pocket that I'm taking for my prostate. Do you want to see it? And I said, maybe there's a correlation between that tablet and, the fact that the point tested normal. And so, the patient continued to take that supplement, and later on was tested again on his prostate point without the supplement on him, and it tested normal. So he did normalize with that supplement, with that herb. It was actually one that, what's it called, salt palmetto. Mm-hmm. It was the herb that we use consistently for prostate problems. So, but now we know that we can find out anything about the body in the same way. So if we can see if there's mercury toxicity in the body and find data points that might reflect that we can then confirm with conventional testing. It may show us that there's certain viruses in the system that we can then confirm with conventional testing. Mm-hmm. And the correlations are absolutely mind-bogglingly accurate, in seeing, as you said, because I found the same thing. My testing, when I first got worked up by a naturopath that used that technology, was phenomenal in helping me understand, what was going on. But so that's something that we can do to test you for things like the ASEA. So we can actually see with a product like ASEA if it's likely to work for you or not. And we know that it works for virtually anybody that takes it. 90% of people respond to ASEA, A-S-E-A, when they take it, if they take enough of it. So this is one of the issues with this particular entity that replenishes the messenger molecules within cells, and that dramatically improves the release of fatty acids from your tissues to help you lose weight, and also helps improve brain function and ability to concentrate, and also helps you with your energy, as it did me when I started taking it and I started working out, even with my beta HCG.
Every pathway in your body uses oxidation and reduction to transfer electrons, to do cell signaling, to turn things on and off, and so it helps with everything.
That's beautifully put. Oxidation and reduction are two mechanisms that every cell goes through. Oxidation is a little bit like rust, and reduction is a little bit like removing rust. clearing the toxin or the acid that would cause the rust, for example. So it has to do with electrons, either taking electrons or giving electrons in the body. But the redox messenger molecules are, there are a series of 12 different molecules that are made in the cells normally that help our cells to communicate and help our cells to replenish. So glutathione production inside the cells, which is critical for removal of toxins, is dependent on sufficient redox messenger molecules. So is superoxide dismutase and catalase. And what the SIA does is it increases the activity of glutathione, superoxide dismutase, and catalase by over 800%, you know, in clinical studies. 800%, absolutely fantastic. You know, there's products on the market. Even taking glutathione directly under the tongue does not increase your glutathione activity by more than 60%. So
that alone can be enough to detox you. If you could increase that much from one product, you could just detox yourself.
Yeah, so exactly. So that's exactly what it does. It helps the body to detox better, and it helps everything else to work better. And this is exactly the molecule that we find in children that in plenty of amounts that we lose as we age. So by age six, we have optimal levels. That's why a six-year-old can jump on a trampoline forever and then, you know, get off the trampoline, go back to it tomorrow, and never get sore. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, by 12, it's not that way anymore. They're starting to get a little sore when they do too much. And by 20 and 30, you know, it's getting worse and worse. And by 40, it's very tough for them to repair. And that's why athletes normally cannot continue performing at a professional level, except in something like golf, you know, after the age of 40, you know, 45 at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so by 60, we only have about 10% of those messenger molecules left, you know. So, you know, and that's, but the good news is you can replenish those messenger molecules, and that's what the ASEA, A-S-E does, A-S-E-A does. If you want more information on that SEA product, that's available at DeWet Healing, spelled D-E-W-E-T, HEALNG.TeamAsea.com. I think we also have, you can connect to it through our website at shopqhi.com, shopqhi.com, I believe. And if not, if you don't know or you can't figure out the web address, give us a call at 877-484-9735, 877-484-9735. You can also order it directly through our clinic if you don't mind paying a little bit more. It is cheaper if you get it directly through the website. So we will, again, repeat that information. We're going to also talk about another very, very exciting program that we're doing to turn lives around to help people with their energy. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeWet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients, including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with DeWet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVet Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVet Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Well, let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVet Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVet.
And we're back. You're listening to Dr. Peter DeVet Live. Susan Spence here in the studio with me. My right-hand woman. We work together at QHI Wellness here in Tyler, Texas, and where we help people with issues and health challenges that are not treatable through conventional medicine, or where you just want to access some alternatives. You're not willing to take drugs, or if you're taking drugs, if you're just sick and tired of the drugs and you're concerned that the drugs are contributing to your fatigue issues, for example. So our show today is, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And for, you know, if we could even title it, are you sick and tired of taking drugs that make you sick and tired? How about that? We'll do a show with that title one of these days. But, you know, virtually every drug on the market, one of the side effects that you commonly see with virtually every one of them is not even listed on the handout that you get because it's so common, is chronic fatigue. So if you take, you know, anything from drugs for diabetes, drugs for depression, drugs for hypertension, you know,
cholesterol,
drugs for cholesterol, huge problem. Arrhythmias, you know, there's the cholesterol drugs, the statin drugs, a huge problem there, especially if you don't take CoQ10 or the right form of CoQ10, which is called ubiquinol with it, and so forth. And sometimes it's explained by certain nutrients that are drained by those particular drugs. You know, every drug has some consequence in the physical body. Virtually, I mean, and Susan, I'm trying to think of which drug doesn't. You know, steroids are often touted as, you know, energizing because a lot of people feel better initially when they take steroids. But the long-term consequences of steroids is a wash, is a blowout of the adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm. They actually stop.
Exactly. Stops the production of your own adrenaline so that then you're dependent on the steroids for any energy, and you just cannot compete with the nature itself, with your own adrenals on that front. Now, there's a program that we're doing, another program, besides the ASEA. The ASEA is a game changer for those people that really want to make hay, move forward. You know, that one supplement, it's not even a supplement, really. It's an energizing entity that is hard to explain, except to say that it literally replenishes what the cells are not making for themselves. And it's an energy medicine of sort, Susan, which is really amazing. But there's another protocol that we're using that's also making a big difference, especially in people with weight issues. But no matter what it is that you're dealing with, there's the 90-day challenge that we've been doing with lots of people. We talked about it yesterday's program. The title of yesterday's show, if you want to go back and listen to it, is Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health in 90 Days, the 90-Day Challenge. So we had a great show with Susan, John, and Sundara Delfini from California, and we talked a lot about the 90-day challenge. But there's five challenges for people that want to change their lives. There's one for energy, it's called the Balance Kit, you know, that just helps to energize your system. It's got the most amazing combination of vitamins and minerals on it. That pretty much replenishes the system, you know, of antioxidants that you need, you know, of the specific fatty acids that your body needs. There's about five of them in that one product that, you know, or fats and fatty acids that your body desperately needs for energizing. And it also has a combination of vitamins and minerals in it as well. So, again, just about everything that you need, you know, to really, you know, protect your body, to help to energize your body. And that's combined with a meal replacement system that is also extremely energizing if you do what is called the transformation kit. So, or the slim kit, or the shape kit, is one of the five challenges. And that is for people that just want a very basic weight loss program to get the energy back. You know, again, with the idea that if you lose a few pounds, you cannot lose that if your energy is not good. So the meal replacements are energizing in themselves, you know, for virtually everybody. And there's add-in packs that you do, like with the transformation package that, or the transformation kit, that helps you to be even more aggressive with that weight loss process, with the energizing process. There's even things that you add to your water that are nutrient-based, you know, with Korean ginseng and, you know, and guarana and so forth, that literally helps you to control your appetite at the same time also energize you. So for more information on that program, you know, listen to yesterday's show. And for those of you that have already heard about it, that just want to get started with a challenge, want to get down and dirty with making changes, go to www.myhealthydoctor, spelled with abbreviation DR, myhealthydoctor, and dot myvi. .net. And it's the Visalus 90-day challenge. So that's where the VI comes in. MyHealthyDR.myvi.net. Now, Susan, you know, let's talk about some of the other things. You know, infections. The infections that contribute to chronic fatigue. What are those? You know, so we talked about Lyme's. We talked about certain viruses. Which viruses are, you know, often associated with chronic fatigue syndrome?
Epstein-Barr, that causes mononucleosis, cytomegalovirus. I think there are herpes, at least when it flares up, can cause people to feel fatigued and feverish, kind of like they have a flu and ache. Did I say Lyme?
Yep, Lyme's, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr, you're right, herpes, and there's a number of herpes viruses, 1, 2, 6, 8, you know, number 4. We usually test in our clinic for the 1 and the 2 and the 6, because you remember the yuppie flu many years ago up in the Northeast? You know, it was probably 25, 30 years ago. There was an epidemic of severe chronic fatigue that hit Wall Street. You know, and it was called the yuppie flu. And the organism that caused that was herpes 6. That's what they found. And so, you know, now we know that herpes 6 is often a culprit in chronic fatigue syndrome. And, you know, but it's often associated with the other viruses, too, that you just mentioned. Epstein-Barr very often also cohabits with that particular virus. And there's a whole series of other viruses, too, you know, adenovirus and so forth, that can also contribute to this, you know. So,
Does it have a lesion? Like,
herpes 6 does not cause a lesion on the skin or on the genitals or on the mucous membranes. It can be transmitted sexually. It can also be transmitted through oral contact and so forth. So, but again, the good news is, if you're now starting to think back to, you know, who you kissed or you know, otherwise, you know, herpes 6, like every other organism, only makes you sick when you have the program running that contributes to it. And that's something that I want to talk about here in the last few minutes. If you have chronic fatigue syndrome and you want to get over it, figure out what your program is. So, Susan, chronic fatigue syndrome, you know the five conflicts, the program for that?
Don't remember.
The first one is always a massive conflict of direction. So, in every chronic fatigue syndrome patient, you'll find that just before they became chronic fatigue, something happened in their lives that caused a severe conflict of direction or was associated with a severe conflict of direction. Pair that with a big dose of devaluation, massive devaluation, or what we call a lateral fall. So typically when somebody has severe chronic fatigue syndrome, you'll find that something happened, a fall from grace symbolically or an actual physical fall, like for instance, someone falls down the stairs, after she hears that her husband has been sleeping with another woman, and, that instantly creates, it also associated with massive devaluation, massive conflict of direction, because now she doesn't know whether she needs to turn the room left or right, go on, and then also a massive, what's the other conflict? Feeling totally disempowered, disempowered in our universe. And a conflict of survival. She doesn't know if she leaves the marriage, what's going to happen, She doesn't know, so there you have it, just in one example of somebody that's instantly programmed for severe chronic fatigue syndrome. And if they don't find solutions to those dilemmas within themselves, and if they're not able to become aware of what has just happened, they often are the ones that end up with chronic fatigue syndrome for the rest of their lives, But have you noticed that some people that have had chronic fatigue syndrome for years suddenly get better? It's because they've suddenly found a solution. Say they get married again, and they're, happily married, and, feel pumped and valued again, and, they have their direction back, they know what they want to do with their lives, they feel empowered again, all of a sudden, that program is gone. So
it's amazing the amount of cortisol we can use up and the dysfunction we can cause our immune systems just by what we think about. What we stress about.
And most of it is subconscious, folks. This is stuff that you don't see. Now, there's a book out, my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, that helps to explain how we get sick and how we can heal, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. So if you want a copy and you don't have one yet, get yourself a copy. It also has a 12-week action plan to manifest your miracle in the back. So if you're tired and you want to correct things, it lays out the steps that you can take in 12 weeks to reset your energy systems and other things. So go to ShopQHI, ShopQHI, which stands for QuantumHealingInstitute.com. You can get a copy. There's also a manual on recall healing, R-E-C-A-L-L, Dr. Gilbert Renaud's manual, and it's an A to Z on every disease you can think of just about, and it also has, we also have a series of DVDs, and we have one coming out in the next few days on chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome. So if you have, or if you think you have Lyme's, there's also one on Lyme's disease coming out. So a lot of people with chronic fatigue will get both, and they'll show that they can see if they're carrying the conflict program of that disease. Now, there's other things that you can also look up on our website, the basic detox package. If you're dealing with chronic fatigue, get the basic detox package on ShopQHI under package specials. You just do a title search under package specials, and you'll find that kit. You can also do a product, there's something called Life Force Naturals, and Life Force Naturals, a phenomenal treatment also for energy, for improved cell function, and also to help protect your body against oxidation stress. So thank you so much for listening today. Susan, thank you so much for joining me again on the show today.
Right, see you tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow with another great subject. I think we are going to be talking about sexual addiction. Sexual addiction tomorrow, I'm not absolutely sure. We're still trying to get that together. So we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVent Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern,